Welcome to the Successful Nurse Coach Podcast. On this podcast, Laura
and Shelby, both board-certified nurse coaches, show you how to make as much money as you want in private practice as a nurse coach.
Hey, welcome to the Successful Nurse Coach Podcast. Today it is Laura and Shelby. And today's episode, we are going to talk about our new nurse coach certification titled the Nurse Life Coach Academy. We had our lips tight around this for a while. We're super excited. We just recently started talking about it. And now that we're just a few months out from our first cohort going live, we wanted to give you a behind the scenes look as to why, what, how, and why it's so awesome. And you know, in true Laura and Shelby fashion.
Yeah, I feel like the last few podcasts were like this new thing and this new thing and this new thing. It's just like kind of shiny new toys over here in Shelby and Laura land. Yeah. But all of them are long-term decisions that we have sat with for many years, if I'm being honest. So it feels exciting to be able to like have this live and just tell you all about it, about yeah. the behind the scenes work, because it's been a lot of behind the scenes work for this certification. Yeah. A labor of love, truly, truly.
It has been. It is. I mean, people are always curious as to why. And I think we kind of always knew that it seemed that, well, all the clients that hired us for the last 5 years, most of them were really a life coach. It seems like everyone kind of starts out doing kind of health coaching or wellness coaching, probably because we're nurses and we kind of think we have to. And then through personal development and through the coaching experience, there's a taste of freedom. And most of the time, it leads you onto this other path. And I would say 95% of the higher paid nurse coaches out there are doing some form of life coaching. Not that there's anything wrong with good old fashioned health coaching. It's just not the majority. And I remember feeling like I needed additional training around specific aspects of life, not because I didn't know how to take them through the nurse coaching process, but I didn't know as far as content, like the teachings or like exercises or things. And since you and I just went through another certification that had a life coach portion to it, it was really cool. It was really cool to see how that supported from that lens as opposed to how it's supported through health coaching and mm-hmm. wellness coaching lens. It's the same thing with just slightly different content. And I think that the slightly different content is going to be really helpful practically in the most of the practices that we see.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, this is, the certification is born after coaching more than 400 nurse coaches specifically, right? Of people fresh out of a lot of different certifications, like the traditional nurse coaching certifications that we've seen, and also some more like fringe certifications yeah. that exist out there too. And, you know, in our mentorship program, a lot of the time is like bridging the gap of, okay, well, my client said this and I don't know what to do here. What would you do? Right. That's a lot of what we yeah. end up supporting in our mentorship program. And some of that is, you know, building your confidence around a coach that like, You will get there. But is there a way for us to better support the people that we work with long term with setting them up with a really strong foundation to just yeah. be prepared for those circumstances? I mean, as you all know, being in the holistic space, everything is related to one another. And I think that we knew that whenever we went through our health and wellness certification. But we hope to provide more context and more tools and more how-to and more specifics on what to do if for new coaches, just as you develop your rhythm and your flow and gain experience.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know that I think it took me and you have been full-time coaches for 6 years. I think we've coached over 10,000 hours collectively. So I don't know that I could have this perspective without all that experience. And it's not to say that you can have a lot of success without what we're teaching you. What we're teaching you in the certification is all the places that we seem to fill in post-cert in mentorship. So it's kind of like filling in the gaps that you can only see when you've seen hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people do this professionally. I guess it would be similar to like if you're precepting nurses on the floor and at some point 5 years in, you're like, you know what? We should probably have a policy and procedure for these FAQs. And that was the and that, ladies and gentlemen, was the very sexy reason why this all kind of started. But what's interesting is that once the creation process started, it had a total life of its own. And I've heard like authors when they write books that once they start, sometimes it feels like they're not writing it. Mm-hmm. And my experience was I would get up really early on the weekends because that's my best time to create. And I'd be putting in 5 or 6 hours, and the amount that came out and how easy it came out and the way that it was organized and the content itself, it didn't feel like it was me. So I'm also sensing that it's probably just used you and I, the universe is like used you and I to put some content together that will make this easier because we believe nurse coaching is going to continue to grow. And we want to raise the consciousness of not only nurses in their profession, but of human beings on the planet. And I also think that really, really empowered nurse coaches are the way that things change in healthcare. I'm guessing it's just another way for people to get there. We're just like another vehicle to get there. And we're super stoked on that.
Yeah, totally. Totally. I remember, oh gosh, like rewind to like the holidays last year. We're in May. If you're listening to this in the future, but you know, we're entering summertime right now, and it was late last year, and we were like teetering of like, okay, we know that we should create something. And then it's kind of like looking at the mountain ahead of like, all right, when's the right time to start? We already have a pretty big mountain that we're traversing often here at the Successful Nurse Coaches. So like, when is the right time? And we sat on that decision for a while, probably longer than any decision we've ever made ever, to be honest. And I remember on one team meeting, Laura was just like, it's time. And I was like, oh God, are you sure? Are you sure it's time? The train took off from the station, and we are still very much deep in like the final touches and making sure all of the systems work and all that stuff. So we're not across the finish line just yet, but it definitely feels almost like an out of body experience. Just watching it come to life. Yeah.
It totally does. It totally does. And it also feels like, I mean, we had a lot of external circumstances that were kind of like the universe was just like, nah, like you're not going to get off this easy. Like this is correct. And so at some point it was just that like surrender. I'm like, all right, I'll obey. I will be the vessel by which this body of work can come through and trust that good things will come. And I think that once you get into that surrender place from a creative standpoint, then the desire I had was just, how can I do the best work that I can possibly do and trust that it's perfect the way that it is? And it was a big, messy rush of really, really cool content that I think, like I said, it wasn't from me. So, and the amount of resources online that I had to pull from, it was just so easy. It was basically just putting together a puzzle. And I'm so excited for us to launch it and to have our first students go through it and to get feedback and to make it even better. But I'm hoping that it is just another way. There's already so many wonderful certifications out there. This is not to compete with any of those. It's just slightly different. It's really meant to prepare you as a life coach, that you will be marketing yourself as a life coach, that is where your expertness will be. You will not be a health coach or wellness coach. And that looks and feels a little bit different. And I'm really passionate about it. Super passionate about, you know, helping people with their damn life. The whole life.
Yeah.
All of it.
The whole thing. The whole thing. Yeah. Do you remember like a while ago? Oh, this was so many years ago, probably before we like partnered up together. I remember this vividly of being on like a call with our collective before, like we had just graduated. I'm not really sure the circumstances, but we're just all just touching base and like hanging out on Zoom. And I was afraid to tell people that I didn't want to be a health coach anymore. Like, I was afraid to share that with them on the call because it felt like I was...
You betrayed.
Yeah. Or there's already this, like, wrestling of identity that comes when you choose into nurse coaching of, like, am I a real nurse anymore? Do I do real nursing? And then kind of, like, creating some distance between this health and wellness title. I was like, oh, I'm getting even farther. I'm getting farther away from my nurse identity, and that feels scary. And but I said it out loud, and then, like, everybody on the call was like, oh, yeah, me too. I love the lifey stuff. I love, like, that's where I think I'm headed to. And I was like, oh, okay, like, great. And then there was one point where, like, the pendulum swung so hard the other way that I was like, F nursing altogether. Like, I'm done. I don't want to obtain my license. I don't want to do any of this. And luckily, that didn't last too long, but I just got, like, super disconnected from this identity. And it kind of feels like that this, it's swinging back to the middle now of like, best of both worlds. Yay, Laura and Shelby, for, like, recovering some black and white thinking here of all in, all out, one or the other. So this feels like a happy.
Yeah. I was on Marco Polo with one of our previous coworkers and one of our previous clients, and just a fantastic, I'm not going to say who, but, like, one of the biggest forces in nurse coaching that exists out there. And I remember talking to her and getting, like, really emotional and teary. And I'll get emotional now if I start to think about it. But her words were, there's something about, like, only promoting nurse coaching to private practice that doesn't feel aligned, because we still need healthy nurses in the hospital. And while you and I, that's not necessarily our area of expertise, we've chosen to be an expert in the private practice arena. I intuitively knew that this certification, the structure of it and the content of it and the investment of it, the whole thing of it, is so perfect for, like, offering it in organizations, and how this is how you create ninjas inside organizations to change things. And it kind of, like, my future self was like, took a deep breath, because it's like, well, one day when I'm in the hospital, I want really good nurses around me. Or if my parents, right? Like, right. We want really good nurses. And it's like a way, like, this is a way we can contribute to that reality while also staying in our lane. And that made me got really emotional. It was the first time I actually felt connected to nursing as part of a major part of my identity in a really, really long time.
Yeah.
And that feels good, because it's like a more holistic approach. It's not so fragmented as it was in my early days too.
Yeah. I think about that all the time. I've been a patient in the hospital more since becoming a nurse coach than I ever had been. And it's so true of, like, you feel the difference between a nurse that is enjoying their job and a nurse that is not enjoying their job, and your care as a patient suffers or is awesome as a result of that.
Right.
And, I think that, you know, our overarching goal here is to elevate nursing as a profession. Like, if we can have a secret ninja covert mission, like, that would be the key, right? Like, imagine a world where nurses just in general have the framework and the context to, like, not burn out as often as they are now.
Right.
Like, that would, as a whole, that just, like, upgrades the whole thing a few notches.
Yeah.
It's significant.
Yeah. It can, I mean, like, who you are now. Who I am now working in the hospital, I would have never worked an overtime shift that I didn't want to with zero guilt. It wouldn't matter what was happening. Like, I wasn't going to sacrifice my well-being for an organization. That's, like, a different, like, culture thing, right? Like, so knowing fully that I can't take my oxygen mask off and then come half oxygenated and save lives. Like, right? Yeah. Like, there's these actual culture changes. And then advocating for patients, talking to providers, like, creating change, like, just the fear of communication, the ability to authentically express, the ability to be really confident in what I do know and to ask for help if it's something that I don't know. Like, this is a way to move freely on the floor as a nurse, empowered in a way where you sleep well at night and you're not having the Sunday scaries before your Monday shift. and you're not drinking, you know, after your all night shift, and you're not having to be on so many meds, and just all the things that we had to do to cope. Like, this is another avenue to help. And if you want a private practice, we also really want to navigate that with you. But I also see that a lot of Nurse Life Coach Academy grads will probably bring this back to their organization. And I'm really excited about that part. I don't want to head it up. I don't want to be the boss of it, but I'm happy to contribute in this way.
Yeah. We're holding it out there for like the ball for somebody else to take of like, who's it going to be? Here's the baton.
Yeah. And,
for sure.
And I'd be willing to work with anybody that wants to take the baton and to help you bring whatever I can into your organization if that's your goal. Collaboration super high on our values list. It's not me and Shelby against the world. We want to collaborate with all of you and do it together. Yay, us.
Yay. Okay. Well, let's talk about, like the details, you know, of what makes this a little different. What value we're hoping to bring to the table for all of you, like this is, it's so good. It's so everything I wanted as a new coach. It's all the things.
Yeah, absolutely. Truly. You know how Shelby and I talk about how in coaching conversations, it's kind of like art and you kind of have to work with a blank canvas? We were not entirely correct on that. You absolutely have to have, it is an art. And there is somewhat of a blank canvas until you speak to your client. But once you've spoken to your client and you've asked some really key questions, there are frameworks and templates and strategies that you can take people through. And you're going to have a catalog of those to choose from. So one of the cool things about the certification is we're including a coaching toolkit. And this coaching toolkit is inspired by from lots of different sources, but we have balance and self-care tools, life coaching tools, productivity and time management, a relationship toolkit, self-discovery toolkit, and vision and goal setting toolkit. This is great for executive coaching, career coaching. This is great for health coaching even. This is great for if you wanted to do relational coaching. This is great if you really want to just be a general life coach. And so you're going to have different people come to you at different moments in the container. And you're going to know exactly the tool to pull for homework. You're going to know exactly the workshops to be able to do to promote your business or to bring to your organization. And they're already kind of created for you. You're not going to reinvent the wheel here. I believe we're up to 60 tools, and I'll just keep adding to them as I find appropriate tools through our community. And so this will be like a reservoir of things that you can take, print, use as your own. In any way that you choose. This is not copyrighted stuff. The toolkit is not copyrighted. The toolkit is for you to make your own. Mm-hmm. I'm really excited about that part. I geeked out on it for a bit.
Yeah. I think of, I just did this like last week in our mentorship groups of, I really love like the deep feely coachy stuff. And last week I did more transactional work with our clients of like, hey, let's go through this workbook together. Like reflect on what you've been learning, reflect on, you know, basically using this assignment to facilitate reflection and, kind of like creating the new thing. And it was like one of the best calls that we ever had together, right? Because we're all working through something together. And that's of course in a group dynamic, but even of like, who's been on a coaching session before and your client's like, I don't know. My life is on fire. I just like, I'm a little spent and I don't know what I'm bringing to the table today. And you're like, awesome. I'm here and we can hold a little space. And if there's nothing to like tease through, then we can go through something together. Right. Which is really impactful. I think it's really helpful for, especially when you're starting to work with somebody new to help get context of their life, for them to get context of their life. Like most people have never worked with a coach before. They've never had a reflective practice or a gratitude practice or any of these things before. So this can just help put some context into your work together.
Yes. It could be for those of you who love spreadsheets, it's on a spreadsheet. For those of you who love paper, you can print them all out and have them either in person or online, but you'll have like a catalog. And I, I foresee what will happen is that you'll get familiar with a lot of them. You'll probably find some of your favorites, and you'll probably put together, you know, 6 to 8 that you do with every new life coaching client. And it's, you're just going to find your way of using it. But it's a way to, it's like a routine all pointing to the direction that they want to go. And I think as new coaches, we longed for that. And it's like a balance between no agenda and lots of space for deep transformational coaching. And then also something more directive and transactional that will point you to a place where you can get to something deep, juicy, and transformative. A bridge.
Yeah. I think that that's something that took me forever to learn by myself, was that some people, as much as I love deep work, some people are just straight up not ready for that. And they need the surfacey or developmental, kind of like those first two tiers of like coaching space, in order to be open to the mushy-gushy, deep soul-led work. And yeah, they all play together super well. All are necessary.
We hope one day, we're not going to say it now, to have another option in our Nurse Life Coach Academy. We'll have two programs. We don't have the details on the second one yet, but we'll have both the shallow end and the deep end. And so I think at some point, every professional coach learns to take the correct approach to the depth of the client. And we learn this in certification. But I think that this gives us more to do at each depth that we can feel really confident in. I'm getting excited, like talking about it more. I really am. I didn't realize how it's kind of like there's been zero gratification in all work. And then this is the first time I'm like, oh, there's gratification for the work.
It's happening.
Oh. All right. So we got some more details here. So we talked about the toolkit. And then as far as the topics with heavy emphasis in our program, emotional intelligence, positive psychology, we're going to take a deep dive into attachment theory, which I think is really, really, really important for relational coaching. And I have never coached somebody where their primary relationship or relationship with friends or family was not a medium to large portion of coaching. I think attachment theory gives us a foundation to really coach confidently in this in some ways.
Yeah.
That's brand new. Appreciative inquiry, which is kind of standard. And then along with the core coaching, like competency skills, we also have like additional deepening modules that take these topics and take a deeper dive. And it is all meant to point to practicality. It's all written in a way. It's like the information, but also how you use the information practically with clients. So really, like, I want to say giving you more of a firm user guide on all the things, as opposed to a feeling like you're kind of swimming in so many new concepts and you're just not sure which one you need to focus on in the session. So that's kind of what the course is. We have 3 bonus modules. That's 40 extra hours of stuff that we are not awarding CEUs for. So the actual entire course is 160 hours, but we are only getting it certified for 120. So we don't scare away everybody, because not everybody has the 160, but we have the minimum, the 120, but we have 40 extra hours that aren't going to be qualified for CEUs, but they are totally open for you guys to dive deeper into if you're at a time in your journey that you want to.
Yeah. And if you're like, I need the 120 first, and then I'll come back at some point for the extra 40, like, that works too, right? You get access for as long as you want, or as long as we are in business for the certification. So it's, there's some really like high quality stuff in there. That's really applicable to client work specifically. We hope that you will also learn a thing or two along the way while being in the course and be able to apply it to your own life. But on top of all of that, we have a lot of, we're calling it coaching lab hours, to where you can come and practice coaching like real time, in real time, on in a community. Do you want to speak a little bit more about that?
Yeah.
More?
Yeah. So Coaching Lab is going to essentially at the part of the course that you start doing peer coaching, we will have a weekly 2-hour coaching lab that you can come live, and it'll essentially be, you'll come live. This will eventually hold all of our cohorts at the same time. So first cohort will probably only be up to 35. And then eventually, if we have multiple cohorts running at the same time, this call could be up to 200. And essentially what we'll do is we'll randomly partner you with a peer coach, and we can give you a particular, we're basically going to have you set your intention on what skill you want to work on with that particular coach. And so you're going to get an hour of being coached on whatever you need, and then an hour being the coach. And so the requirement for the course is coming to 6 of those live, because that'll count for one of your, for some of your hours, but you can come to all 10 of them. And if you are working a strained schedule, you can't make it live, you just take on an additional pro bono client. So there's so much flexibility. But with the Coaching Lab hours, that's 20 hours, actually. We also have cohort calls and office hours. And so we have 32 hours live included on this, which is awesome. So if you're a live learner, we've included a lot of live time that is always have recordings. It's still super flexible. There's really the only thing you have to attend live to really get the benefit of is Coaching Lab. Everything else you can watch the recording of if that works best for your schedule.
Totally. And if you cannot make the Coaching Lab, then you would just take on an extra pro bono client. We'll get into all the details on the website, but lots of flexibility to make it work for you. It's 100% online. Like, there's a lot of space to, there's a lot of space and a lot of structure to opt into. If you're like, tell me the path of least resistance, how do I make sure that I get it all? We have it all laid out for you step by step.
Yeah. At the 4-month mark in certification, if you're a nurse who's not certified listening to us, and I know a lot of you guys do, yay, that makes us happy. At about the 4 to 5 month mark is where we find that these are the kind of questions that start to come up. It's like, what am I going to do next? Like, what am I going to do after? What am I going to do with this skill? And so we have built in bridges to help you to the next pathway. So you won't get dropped off. You're not going to get a piece of paper and get dropped off into the abyss. There's going to be office hours and actually some guidance and leadership into what you want to do with it, if there's something you want to do with it. And that would be path to taking it into the hospital, path to looking for a job, and path to private practice. That's all optional, but we wanted to let you guys know that, because I know for a lot of our old students and for me in certification, I already knew I wanted to do this full time. I was a sponge. I would have sucked up any additional content that I could find. And I just ended up on YouTube all the time looking at things. Mm-hmm. So we're hoping to give you a lot of that, the extra stuff to suck up if that's your path, without overwhelming you with a bunch of requirements as far as hours go.
Awesome. Okay. Well, if you are a current nurse coach, you have graduated a certification, you are a previous client of ours, and you're like, well, I don't need necessarily this to qualify for the board exam. However, I know that nurse coaches are also on the pursuit of like high quality CEUs to be able to recertify for your boards. And we have to do that every 5 years. You need 100 continuing ed credits to be able. 200. Yeah, a lot.
I think you need 200 for recert. I might be wrong. Possibly. It's either 100 or 200.
It's a lot. Either way, it's a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Luckily, we only have to do it every 5 years. So we would love, of course, for you guys to be in the program with us to just up your coaching skill however you desire. Yeah. And we do have special discount pricing for our nurse coach family. So if you we're kind of running like an extra special deal. If you want to be in the first cohort, we're going to separate it out for just, you know, nurses who are experiencing nurse coaching for the very first time. And then we're going to have a cohort of nurse coaches as well. We've had already a lot of you reach out and ask, like, how do I be a part of this? How do I go through the course? I want to be in. So for the it'll probably be August. I say that a little trepidatiously because we're waiting on a few things to fall in place, but likely August of 2024, there will be special pricing of $24.99 for current nurse coaches that I'll be running a cohort of. And if you are just a nurse that is interested in nurse coaching, the program will be $29.99. So there's two options for you guys to jump in.
Yeah. And for you guys, if you want to take it for CEUs, you have the option of really, I think the minimum is going to be about 30, but you really have up to 120 that you can earn, and it'll be up to you. And you'll kind of just state what your intention is. You absolutely can come to Coaching Lab and practice coaching and practice the new mm-hmm. skills. For the auditing cohort, we're going to give you access to the entire course up front. There are obviously some modules that are the real foundations and basics of nurse coaching. Still recommend you guys do them because it's so nice to revisit the foundations. It's so different the second time you kind of go through the information. But then you could focus more on the newer concepts and like the tools and the parts that are different, and really hone in on, if you're our client, on getting those 100 hours, those post-cert 100 hours that we recommend. This is mm-hmm. a way to coach your butt off. It's a way to tell the world that you're in a life coach certification, sharpening your skills, and that you're taking pro bono clients. I have no doubt that if you're in private practice, it will probably help you monetarily. Just from a motivation and just from a new perspective. It's like putting a fresh set of lipstick on your practice, which gets you all reinvigorated. It's kind of like redoing your office. It always helps for a bit.
Yeah. Doing a little feng shui.
Yeah.
In your practice. Yeah.
Yeah. What else do you want to say about it? I know we're at like 32 minutes, so I think we've said a lot, but I feel like
we've said a lot.
Yeah. I feel like what I want to say is from a deep place of appreciation that this is not meant to compete with or take the place of any of the other certifications out there. We have lots of reverence for the certification we went through. Mm-hmm. It's still a wonderful certification. This is just a slightly different body of work that will take you to the same destination of NCBC if you upfront know that you're interested more in the lifey stuff and the mental health and the spiritual or the entrepreneurial thing. It's just more focused towards that. If you know you don't want to be a health coach, this could be a great fit. And we're hoping that the price makes it accessible to so many more people. And our goal is not to become bazillionaires with the certification. Our goal is to certify as many people who want to as we can for a really great investment and a really high value.
Yep.
Yeah. And that's my sales pitch. Are you ready? You ready to come?
Yeah. That's the skinny. That's the skinny. Yeah. We are super stoked. And I hope to just like re-highlight that we hope to add our own special flavor here. And really, truly, at the end of the day, whatever path you take to certification, honestly, is a great one. Like we've seen nurse coaches from like the core nurse coaching certifications, and we've also seen them from fringe certifications that I've never heard of ever. And like, you are able to generate success. And also, this feels really good to just come from like, if I had to give you the best shot on what I've seen and trended over the years, like, in my opinion, this is the best shot. But yeah, it's kind of hard to say like, this is the best shot and there's no wrong way to go. I just really want you to trust your own intuition on like, which one is right for me. Really, truly, there will be no hard pressure sales from us like ever, 'cause it's just not our style. And really owning. Oh,
we did forget something. What? We did. Our plan is to not have a really, really high ad budget, to keep it low.
Oh, yeah.
Our plan is to give everybody who comes through an affiliate link so that you can share. And we hope to do more affiliate marketing with this certification instead of a lot of paid ads to keep the price low.
Right. True. That is our plan. I was joking with a nurse friend of mine. She's who I traveled with. We did travel nursing together years ago. I was texting her and I was like, if I send you like a flyer, will you just like post it around your office building? You know, like just overt mission, plaster it for me. I'll give you an affiliate link. The hospital I used to work at is up the street. And I'm like, I wonder if I could like slip on some scrubs and just like go put it in the cafeteria, you know, or like pretend I'm patient family. We really like organic marketing. That's kind of our specialty here anyway. If we can keep money out of the Facebook machine, then beautiful, right? Like that would be awesome. I'd much rather
pay you guys than Mark Zuckerberg. Yeah, Mark Zuckerberg is good. We'd rather like recycle it back to you guys in a deep appreciation. So all of our people who come through our first cohort will be get an affiliate link and be able to post it and refer it and get money for helping us spread the word. So we'll see how that goes. We'll honestly do a reflection and see if it was the right move or if we have to change our approach. But this is our secret plan, and we hope that you help us make it work.
It's our secret plan that we're announcing to our podcast with over 100,000 downloads. So perfect. Okay, team. Well, that is the super skinny. We hope this provides a little light and context on just the journey we've been on behind the scenes for the past, almost year. We're really excited to share this with all of you and excited to hear what you think and excited to make it even better. Just also as a heads up, I think we're going to be running one cohort of nurses in 2024 and one cohort of nurse coaches in 2024. It's a 7-month program, and then we will kind of like pause a moment, reevaluate, tweak, polish all the things, and then it'll be game on for 2025.
Yeah, absolutely. And we want your real feedback, not your nice feedback. Any way that you think you can make it better, you tell me, and I promise I won't get my feelings hurt. I'll just implement it, and I'd be so grateful for that. And future students would be so grateful for that. So
yeah,
thanks for listening to our new project. It feels so good to share it with you guys. Of course, ask any questions. There will be a link at the bottom of this that will get you to the right place if this is something you know you're interested in. And we will see you in the Facebook group, which will also be linked here. We have a new Facebook group that we just started to grow. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. We have so many new links.
New things. New toys.
New things. Yeah. Come join. We'd love to have you.
All right, guys. See you later.
Bye.